Okay, so Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah. So Perek Aleph spoke about what God is. Perek Beis tells us that we have to love this God and fear this God, right? Ahava and Yira. And then Perek Beis Halacha Beis is that the derech to come to Ahav and Yira is to be Misbonim b'masav uberuav hanifloim hagedolim v'yirmehen chachmasor shein la'erech v'loketz. Right, that you have to be misbonein, you have to be misbonein in ma'asav and beruav hanifla'im. That means a few things. First of all, that means that you have to be misbonein. Sometimes people look at nature and it's just beautiful. Right? That doesn't lead to ahavas Hashem. That doesn't lead to yiras Hashem. To be misbonein, I think, means to have careful focus on it, and that involves tremendous attention to detail. When you have the attention to detail, so you realize the godless of Hashem. Now, part of this attention to detail, the Rambam speaks about ma'asav and beruav hanefilim hagedolim. Right? So ma'asav means how amazing the things that the Ribbono Shel Olam does are. Right? Again, like yesterday we had an eclipse. Right? You see these type of phenomena, these should lead us to Ahavas Hashem. Beruav HaNeflaim could involve looking at things that the Ribbono Shel Olam created in terms of mountains, but it could also involve Beruav in the sense of Brios, in the sense of people. Right? When you see amazing things that people can do and recognize that these things are all coming from the Ribbono Shel Olam, that also can inspire a person toward Ahavas Hashem and consequently Yiras Hashem. Sarah?
Could it also be like the human body, like you would wonder at a mountain, you'd like wonder at Rio
So,
something
absolutely.
else.
So, that is Beruav HaNeflaim, Rofei Chol Basar Umafli La'asos. Right, so the Shulchan Aruch discusses the mafli la'asos is that there's like almost an inherent contradiction in the human body that things are able to go in and come out, and it's not through the same area. The body doesn't get too full of air. The body is able to function. These are beruav hanefla'im on some level. Now, in order to do this, you have to approach it with the right set of eyes. Meaning that you're looking to find the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you look at things again and just say that, oh, it's nice, so that is obviously not doing anything. The Rambam then continues and he says, Miyad hu ohev. Okay, so I love Hashem. Umeshabeach umefa'er umesabet hava gedola leida Hashem hagadol. Right, so I love Hashem. And then mishabeach umefa'er. The Avodas HaMelech, the Rav's uncle, explains this means that I praise Hashem to other people. And the Sefer HaMitzvos, when the Rambam speaks about in Mitzvah Gimel, the Mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, he says, Sheniyah korim levnei Adam kulam lavodaso yis'ala ulahamindol. Right? I call other people when I recognize the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm calling to other people to believe in Hashem also. And then when I have love, I always talk about the thing that I love and I call everyone to do it. That is also part of this Rambam. The Rambam then speaks about once you come to Ahava, so then you come to a sense of Yira. We spoke about how for the Rambam here, it is Yiras HaRomamos as opposed to in the Sefer HaMitzvos, where it is a sense of Yiras HaOnesh. And the Rambam talks about how I am a beria ketana shefola afela omedes bedas kala meuta lifnei tmim deos. So here's the thing. I recognize, because I'm in the presence of Hashem, I recognize the grandeur of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And by comparison, of course, you're nothing. Right? But at the same time, you are Kala mu'uta lifnei tmim deos. That doesn't mean, like all of the Bali Musar speak about how anava doesn't mean that you think you're a nothing. Anava means that you recognize your talents, but because you're in the presence of the Ribbono Shel Olam, you recognize how insignificant your talents are, right? They talk about the Gemara at the end of Sota. The Gemara says that when Rebbe died, so batla anava. There's no anava that remains. I, Rebbe Yosef, then says, well, ika anava, but I'm still here. So that's like one of the, what are you talking about? Like, there's no, oh, ich bin anonav, right? It doesn't work like that. How can you say? So the answer is that no, anava really means that it comes from just a recognition that it comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is actually the point that the Ramban makes in Igaris HaRamban a few times, where the Ramban speaks about how all of the things that a person can praise herself or himself with, if you want to say it's from Chochmah, Hashem, right, is the greatest Chochmah. If it's Osher, Hashem, Morishu, Mashir, etc. Right? The idea is that if I recognize I have talents, but I recognize that these talents come from the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what I'm trying to do in this Rambam is I'm reading the Rambam in the following way. That the Rambam is speaking about looking carefully at nature, looking carefully at people, attention to detail, which focuses on the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once I focus on the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so I realize how little I am, but how little I am compared to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So any talent that I have comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam because the Ribbono Shel Olam does so much and all of creation, etc., everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So again, these are some of the points I think just in this Rambam. And the Rambam then says, once I explain this to you, Lifi now I will explain the great things Hashem did, Pesach. So that the understanding individual can come to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Rambam is going to start speaking about the spheres and the planets and the angels and everything and everything. Right? In other words, there are certain things that you see, but you don't appreciate how great they are until someone explains to you how great they are. And the Rambam is going to go on and start explaining angels and planets, etc. Right? We all can see, I don't know we all, but people can see planets. Right? You look out at the sky on a dark night and you can see the stars, you can see the planets, etc. But unless you understand what they are, unless someone explains to you what it is, you're not going to recognize the godless. And the Rambam is doing all of this to come to Ahavas Hashem. In Professor Tversky's introduction to the, as in Rav Tversky's father, in the introduction to the Code of Maimonides, so he points out that the Rambam uses philosophy in a halachic sort of way, in chapters 1 and 2 of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah. In one of the reviews of Professor Tversky's, now it's like 25 years since he was Nifter. It's like his 25th Yahrzeit or something. So Harvard had a symposium for him. So Professor Warren Zev Harvey wrote a piece in Tablet magazine. He wrote his lecture that he gave about Professor Tversky, and he spoke about the difference between synthesis and integration. Did I speak about this in this year yet? So synthesis means like this. I have a thesis. I have an antithesis, antithesis, and I have a synthesis. Right? So I have white, I have black, and the synthesis is I have gray. I come to some sort of pshara. That's synthesis. If I have an integrated life, that means that I have areas that are completely white and areas that are completely black, but it's like my kitchen floor. I have squares of white and squares of black. I don't have a uniform gray everywhere. Professor Tversky's arguments are that the Rambam is using philosophy in a purely halachic way. He's including it in the halachic text in the Mishneh Torah. because he feels philosophy is really important, but the philosophy is pure philosophy. It's like the squares on my kitchen floor, the white and the black. It's not that I'm stooping some philosophy into halacha and coming up with this new gray thing. My only argument on Professor Tversky is I don't think the Rambam stops this at 2:2, if you saw the Atorah, because 2:3, 2:4, 2:5, etc., are the Rambam's ways of explaining great things in the universe, which is all there to help me get to Ahavas Hashem. Right? So there is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Matzei Rishon. He keeps everything moving. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad Miyuchad, etc. Right? That's all Perek Aleph. Therefore, I have a mitzvah to love Hashem and to fear Hashem. And I get there by looking at the world. But sometimes I look at the world and I'm unable to pick up on what it really is. So the Rambam has to tell me some of the beauty. Right? If you don't have the guide in the museum, you don't appreciate the godless of the painter. That's the basic idea on how I understand these Rambams. Okay, Chevra, any questions, any comments?
Can I ask you a question after the recording?